As always on Tractor Fiction, we always have a debate. And also, one of the things I want to let everybody know, one of the things we pride ourselves on when we have a Tractor Fiction debate is that we book our guests far ahead of time. We let them know exactly what they're going to be arguing about so that they can do lots of research. I mean, this is a top-notch outfit here, so to speak. The point is, these people know what they're talking about, so you can trust them. They are experts. All right, so debater number one is here.
Hey, guys.
My goodness, you're very loud, debater. What's your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Martin.
Martin. Nice to meet you, Martin.
Pleasured.
Of course, debater number two.
I'm Ebony.
Ebony.
I am Ebony.
Ebony.
Do you practice black magic?
That's not funny, young man.
All right. Hold on. Don't tip your hands. Now, as always, we have the, I actually brought a coin today. I was paid in advance. So I have a coin here.
You should roll D20.
D20 would probably work. But in fact, I do want to let you know that, of course, it seems sort of obvious, but, I'm sorry, what was your name, sir?
Martin.
Martin believes...
And don't wear it out.
Martin believes this tract is 100% true, and Ebony believes this tract is a complete lie. So,
looks like I got a crit.
What did you say, boy? You getting vulgar on me now?
All right, sorry. All right, well, as always, we like to let the person who says the tract is false go first, so they can make their case, and then the defender can defend. So, Ebony, I believe you can go first. Go right ahead. And, of course, we will have our experts talking in later, but go ahead.
It is absolutely ludicrous to believe that Jesus Christ would save you from such, what do we call it, sin? I play the Dungeons & Dragons every night in my basement! I win all the time.
Okay, so you play Dungeons & Dragons.
I'm playing all the time. All
right. That's
I love it.
Relatively surprising. No,
why?
No. It's not
why?
Really...
Why? Do I not look like a Dungeons & Dragons player to you?
You don't.
Well,
you don't.
I'm sorry to hear that because I love the game.
All right, so what kind of character do you play?
I play lots of different characters.
Really?
Every night I play a different character because I win every battle every day.
Hold on. You win, and then you don't play the same character again?
No, because I win the game.
I see.
Win battles so fast, son.
I understand.
That the game's over in a night.
I think I understand.
He always has an axe to grind.
No, okay, so I understand. So the game's no longer a challenge if you play for longer
exactly.
than a night.
Exactly.
You have to make sure
exactly.
you...
Exactly.
All right, I understand that. Okay, so why else is this tract false? I mean, you're saying it's not true.
I'm saying that Dungeons & Dragons is not a sin.
It's not a sin.
No, I am saved by...
Now, let me ask you. Have you ever been approached by any pagans?
Pagans?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Now, does your dungeon master bring you into any black arts?
Son, I stay away from the dark magic.
All right.
I love Jesus Christ. I stay away from the dark magic.
Even black magic?
Well, no, not funny, son.
Oh, that. Well, that's what
you
I
hurt.
Imagine.
You hurt, Ebony.
All right, well, hold on, so...
I didn't mean to. All
right, so you said that's not... All right, so that's you're saying it's not true. All right, Martin, let's see, why do you think it's true?
Well...
I mean, no, how do you rebuttal against it is what I really mean to say.
I think that that Dungeons & Dragons doesn't so much keep you from the love of Jesus, but just the love of girls. I know this from...
Wait, hold on. So you're saying the tract is not true?
In a way, it is true. It's sort of allegorical.
You're saying the love of Christ is a metaphor for the physical love of the ladies.
Well, yeah.
That's an interesting philosophy. So what's going on at the end there, where the preacher is converting the main character Debbie?
Well, I think that's rather obvious.
Wait a minute, are you implying that there's relations going on then?
Mm. Boy, what'd you say about Jesus?
I'm not saying anything about Jesus.
But wait, hold on. The lead character of this is a girl.
Yeah?
So, the game keeps this girl away from other girls? I mean, in fact, everybody we see playing is a girl, now that you mention it.
I think that's rather hot, actually.
All right. Okay,
That's why I keep a copy of this tract at home.
Okay. I think we have an expert on the line. Expert. I believe we have an expert.
Hi.
Hi there. What's your name?
Debbie.
Oh, Debbie from the tract.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad you called.
Hello, child.
Hello.
Now, let me ask you something.
What?
This tract.
Uh-huh.
Did it really happen?
Yes.
Okay. Was it allegorical?
No.
It happened actually. It wasn't about love, physical, sexual love.
No.
Why not?
Well, what kind of a...
You need some Jesus.
Well, I think
I need to go home and watch some tentacle videos.
No, Jesus.
Wait, hold on. What does Jesus have to do with tentacle videos? That's what I want.
I don't think we should be going there. It's improper.
That doesn't sound right to me.
Why should it have anything to do with tentacle videos? I'm in a mood for tentacles.
All right. Hold on. Okay, I'm getting a little confused. All right, so now... Name?
Ebony,
of course. Ebony.
Ebony, you need to stop playing that game.
Child, I think that you have just been a little misled.
What? Now, hold on.
I get you interested in tentacle monsters.
Shut up, boy.
Hold on. Now, hold on. What if it is... Now, we noticed that Debbie didn't get brought into the dark occult until...
Level 8.
She had to have a certain kind of personality. Yes. Now, if you play a different character every night, I'm assuming you don't get to level 8. And also, perhaps you just don't have the right personality. Your dungeon master hasn't seen you worthy of turning you to the occult.
Well, you should get away while you still can.
No, you don't seem to understand, boy.
Right.
I get past level 8. I get all the way up to level 500 if I have to. We finish the game.
She doesn't sound like a boy, actually.
Wait, what? Who says... Who she's...
You called her a boy.
Who? What? Who called... No, I think she called me a boy.
Oh.
Yeah. Alright.
Boy?
That's me. That's one of my
You're a boy?
No, not really.
You look like a grown-up.
When I was young, I was a boy.
Okay. You don't look like any girl that I've ever seen.
No, girls are not...
Are you a girl?
Girls are not boys.
Why do you keep talking?
All right, let me just say this.
Do you not know the difference between girls and boys?
What's your phone number?
Whose phone number are you asking? Mine or hers? Or hers?
Whoever.
Ebony is astounded at the amount of stupidity around her and about to leave.
Hold on.
Oh, Jesus tells me to date, so I can't date you.
Jesus tells you who to date?
Of course. I do everything according to what Jesus tells me.
That's kind of like my mom, actually.
Does he call
you
and...
I don't care about your mom.
Does he call you and set up dates or what?
No, I pray, and then he tells
then
me
what?
Who to date.
Hold on, he tells you how?
When I'm praying.
What, in your mind?
Look, if you don't understand, you
and
can
so,
just plead ignorance.
Well, now,
okay.
Hold on. Now, you talk about wanting Jesus around your life. Before you believe in Jesus... Were you, like, rolling a die to see who you dated, or...
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I can see that...
I didn't date much, though.
Perhaps a mysterious voice in your head...
I just hung out with a lot of girls.
...would imply... Oh, that's true. That's
the
thing...
What's wrong with that?
You know, here's the actual thing about this tract. Martin, you say this tract is true.
I guess boys don't like to play.
But let me ask you a question. Do very many girls play Dungeons & Dragons with you?
No.
Especially mysterious, beautiful women, like in the tract...
I once rolled a d20 to try and seduce one to playing with me.
No, I'm not talking about characters with a charisma of 20 or a comeliness of 20. I'm talking about actual women who are really good looking.
No.
All right. That was my thought. All right. Well, any closing arguments? Madam.
I just want to say that our Lord God created the game, and it is a holy and wonderful game to play.
Jesus created Dungeons & Dragons.
No. God created Dungeons & Dragons when
Satan
he created the
made
world.
Dungeons & Dragons.
All I want to say is, I'm going to roll a d20 to convince everyone that I'm perfectly right.
Go for it.
What does it say?
Well, it's a 10.
It says, you wrong, boy!
It's
shut up!
So that's kind of a 50-50.
Mm.
Well, coincidentally, 50-50.
I was hoping for a crit.
50-50 is the odds for a coin. And let's find out who won the debate. And in fact, Ebony, you won the debate.
Yeah, I did.
So God did create. I don't know.
Man,
I don't know what
score
credits,
again.
I don't know what credits it says in the Dungeon Master's Guide, but apparently God is the true author.
I never
of the
said
great,
that anywhere, and
the great,
I know them by heart.
Well,
the great
it makes
manual
sense because Gary Gygax is God.
So does God play D20 with the universe? Is that the real question?
Why not? It'd explain a lot of things.
It would explain a lot. Thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction. We'll be back next week with an all-new tract. And hopefully you'll learn something from that one as well. Bye-bye.